I joined the faculty at Cornell in 1974. I had just left the Air Force, in which I had spent quite a bit of time. And in the Air Force, I was exposed to a number of interesting logistics problems, mainly associated with the procurement and allocation of parts that repair aircraft. I continued that kind of work over many years, in fact, decades, and have, I guess, for the last 25 years, been doing research on various aspects of what's now called supply chain management. And supply chain management is simply the acquisition of materials all through their ultimate consumption. So these products or components go through many production and distribution stages in order to achieve their final destination. This kind of research focuses on the design of manufacturing systems, the distribution systems, logistics, the movement of material from one location to another. It's provided an enormous number of opportunities to engage the industrial world as well as to prepare students for their careers in that area. So presently, this journey in supply chain management continues in the industrial world, but has also led me to doing work along with the Centers for Disease Control and the Cornell Medical School in what we would loosely call public health response logistics. That is the logistics and resources required to respond to any type of major emergency, either man-made or, unfortunately, some of our natural disasters that also occur.